I'm in your column because I all the traffic and the problems with
yes.
sometimes outweigh how pretty it looks.
That's true. Well, what do you have in mind today?
Well, today, let's talk about gifts, Christmas gifts. And for the wine and spirits lover, boy, it's just a piece of cake to pick something that they would like. Whether it's somebody who has a favorite drink and you give them the fixings for, say, a margarita, or we talked about this summer, we dedicated almost a whole program to the local drink here, which is called a bootleg. And a bootleg, as we told the story, came about after Prohibition. One of the bartenders out at Woodhill Country Club invented this drink, and it was it's sort of like lemonade with loads of mint, and you use rum, or at the time they used gin when it was first popularized in the after Prohibition in about 1935. But it went on to attract other things, and of course, there's an outfit that makes a bootleg mix. It's frozen, so it's fresh all the time, and you mix that with your favorite rum or vodka or something like that, and you make these wonderful bootleggers. That would be a delightful present to get. But there's also the Moscow Mule. There's a drink that's become popular again. It's vodka and ginger beer. And that's what really popularized vodka in the United States. We didn't, and back in the 50s and 60s, there was no vodka sold in the United States. And today it's practically the number one spirit. But back then, it was scotch and bourbon and Canadians, etc., things like that. And no one much cared for vodka. And then some guy in California had a carload of ginger beer and copper mugs, and he invented the Moscow Mule. And we have a basket that comes even with two copper mugs, a bottle of vodka, and four bottles of ginger beer. Makes a terrific gift. If no one has had the Moscow Mule, you'll introduce them to that. But then, you know, that's just one of the spirits baskets. There's lots of spirits, margarita baskets, Manhattan, etc. But let's talk about baskets of wine, whether your favorite is French, Italian, Spanish, or even maybe Minnesota wines. It's sort of interesting to try a bunch of things. We have a three-bottle California basket that is just a no-brainer for somebody as a gift. It's terrific. Same thing with three bottles of American Pinot Noir and or California Sunshine basket, which is a red and a white, or a two-bottle French wine, one red, one white, etc. I think you get the idea. These gift baskets make wonderful, wonderful gifts. They're the gift of good taste. They reflect that the giver has good taste as well as the recipient has good taste. And, of course, it's one of those things, the size is always right, and they're very, very rarely ever. In fact, they're never returned. You can get a basket of a Prosecco, two different Proseccos in a basket, an Italian basket, which is Italian white, Italian red, a three-bottle dinner basket, which is a bottle of sparkling wine, a bottle of red, and a bottle of white. It's just one of the many, many baskets in that is available for the wine lover. And also, let's not forget the beer lover. Baskets of beer are terrific. We have a basket that's a Minnesota craft beer basket that's absolutely terrific. We have beers of the world, and then just mixed up baskets of beer. They make a terrific, easy gift for the person who loves beer. Nightcap basket, a winter party, they go on and on. They really are terrific. And, of course, at this time of year, what that's very popular is Jack Farrell's Case for Christmas, where we assort 12 bottles of wine, put them in a carry box that you can tear around, cardboard box. And the wines are my picks for the year. And it's a gift I send my friends. And it's a gift you can buy for your friends. There's a description of every one of the 12 bottles of wine in the case. And there's three or four of my recipes on the dishes I recommend that you have with it. It makes a wonderful gift. for the wine lover on your list. Jack Farrell's Case for Christmas, it's just terrific. As I said, 12 bottles of wine from all over the world, from France, from Italy, from Argentina, California, etc., New Zealand, all in there, 12 bottles, makes a wonderful gift. And as I pointed out, you know, those kind of gifts aren't returned very often. People keep them and go on and on. The easiest one in the world to buy for, in my opinion, is the wine lover. No one ever has enough glasses. And if they're boaters or they have swimming pool, buy them some plastic wine glasses. Some of the new plastic wine glasses are just incredible. You know, Riedel is a very expensive crystal stemware line. And the Riedels are good friends of mine. They're from Austria. And anyhow, I saw some plastic ones. I couldn't believe it. I thought they were Riedel glasses, but they were plastic and from China, and they were, I think, a dollar and a half a stem. I couldn't believe it. But plastic glasses like that make a terrific gift for the person on your list. And, of course, a corkscrew. I often call it the passport to the great wine adventure. Everybody has to have a corkscrew. The only thing I would advise you is please do not buy any corkscrews for anybody that use CO2 to blow the cork out. I've seen too many tragedies and accidents when they do that and there's a flaw in the glass and the glass bottle blows up. There's plenty of corkscrews you can buy that are electric and other things, but don't use a corkscrew that uses gas to force the cork out because, in my opinion, those are very dangerous. And books, God, there's so many wonderful books on wine. My favorite is Hugh Johnson's Atlas. I think it's a must for anybody who's going to get serious about wine. It's a map book, an atlas, and it's full of the wine growing regions of the world, and they're mapped out just beautifully. It gives you a very good understanding, you know, whether we're talking about Italian wines or Oregon wine. And in the new issue, they even have the vineyards in China and other places in the world where you wouldn't expect it. Besides books, subscriptions to a wine magazine. The Wine Advocate is very popular. It's a letter, wine letter put out. There's the Wine Spectator, Wine Enthusiast. There's a wealth of those out there, those magazine subscriptions that make a great gift. And when we talked about glasses, don't forget, I talked about plastic, but there's all sorts of glasses. There's flutes for champagne. There's all-purpose glasses. There's big burgundy glasses, etc. And the wine totes, they just let your imagination run away with you. Totes will tote 2 bottles, 4 bottles, 6 bottles, or they'll tote a whole picnic for you in a couple of bottles. They're really terrific. One carrier, they're just a wonderful gift to the wine lover because, you know, wine lovers are always going on a picnic or taking some wine along. Makes a great gift. Some of the gimmicks are kind of clever, too. The wine tweeter, it's a little bird. When you put it in the top of the wine bottle, and when you pour the wine out, it chirps. So it's a very comical, unique gift. So when we talked about corkscrews, another one that's very, very handy is one called an ASO, A-H-S-O. It's two-pronged, and it's a great corkscrew for removing old corks because it doesn't have a screw. It has prongs on either side that you sort of seesaw into the wine bottle and then twist it out, the cork, that is, twist it out so you don't pull it and put stress on the cork where on a little older bottle of wine, very often that'll break the cork. Wine clubs are a great thing to give someone. The rewards programs for different wines are just terrific. ID tags for the wine cellar. I also like to give a gift once in a while, specialize it a little bit. Maybe you picked a nice bowl, let's say a pasta bowl, put a bottle of wine in there, and your favorite recipe for pasta in the bowl, wrap it up. What a tremendous gift that is. Your personal recipe, it personalizes everything. The same thing is true with wine discoveries. Perhaps you've discovered a wine this year that you're just crazy about. Give a bottle of that to your friend and say, this is my new wine discovery. And people love that. when you give a bottle of wine, you can add maybe add a bag of pasta with it if you don't want to give them a bowl in your recipe, or add some kind of cheese with the wine. Who can ever deny the pleasure of wine and cheese? It just goes perfectly together. And as I said, these different kinds of baskets, you know, maybe you like Merlot. Give somebody three bottles of different Merlots or three different rosés. I think you get the idea. It goes on and on and on. Whether we're talking about a basket of beer that is nothing but Minnesota craft beers, or you want a three-bottle dinner one where you give, as I said, a sparkling wine, red wine, and a white wine. Just a perfect gift. And all of these gifts really are very, very modestly priced. You know, you can give them a wine, as I said, the Wine Atlas. Well, specialize it and pick a bottle of your favorite wine to go with it. Or how about a bottle of port? Vintage port is one of those wonderful things. You know, after you open the bottle, it stays pretty good in a decanter for up to maybe 6 to 8 weeks with no deleterious effects. And that port, with a little bit of Stilton cheese and a cracker or a walnut, boy, I'll tell you, having that and sitting by the fire on a cold winter night, whether there's snow or no snow, makes for a wonderful evening. But as I said, the ideas, there are countless for people who like to drink and like to drink wine. They're just so good. You know, and while we were talking about margaritas and Moscow mules and everything, a Manhattan or a martini set is just as good a gift. And, you know, today, with everybody having to stay home and not going out, you have to tend bar at home yourself a little bit. And buying those things that blend together, a martini, you know, a bottle of your favorite gin or vodka and a good vermouth. And, you know, today they have these artistic cherries, maraschino cherries that go into Manhattan, et cetera. I think you get the idea. If you have a friend that has a sweet tooth, why not give them a bottle of maybe port and also maybe a bottle of Marsala, sweet wine from Italy. But the list goes on and on. Gifts for the wine lover are about the easiest in the world, in my opinion, to pick out. And if your friend has an aversion to something, maybe you want to reintroduce him to that. Say, here's an Italian wine. I know you don't like Italian wine, but I happen to love it. Maybe you'd like to try it. What a wonderful gift. And when you give a gift like that, as I said, you're giving a gift of good taste. It reflects good taste on the part of the recipient and certainly good taste on the part of the giver. And it's one of those gifts that no one ever returns.
That's so true. You know, this is such a great time to get to Haskell's. I'm looking at the this morning at the catalog again.
Yes, we have our holiday catalog is absolutely awash with wonderful gift ideas and wonderful wines that you will just relish and enjoy so very much. This Christmas and holiday sale is just terrific. Your favorite wines, baskets, etc., bold and brimming with good cheer, are all available at Haskell's. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save on wine, beer, and spirits. Haskell's in Bloomington, Excelsior. There's a Haskell's in Faribault right off at 35W. Our super cellar in Maple Grove is not to be missed. In downtown Minneapolis, there's free parking on both Saturdays and Sundays. Plymouth, Minnetonka, Ridgedale, St. Paul's Island Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com. And don't forget, we do deliver, and we also have outside pickup and will call. Come in to Haskell's and celebrate the holidays with your friends by giving them a gift of wine or spirits or beer.
Such great ideas this morning, Jack. Let's talk the Saturday before Christmas next week.
You know, Denny, I'm going to look forward to that.
Me too. Thank you so much, Jack. Jack Farrell from Haskell's. Now, get those lawn and garden questions ready. We're going to be doing our Smart Garden Show as usual coming along here right after the 8 o'clock news break. Mary Meyer is going to be our expert this morning from the University of Minnesota helping you out. So call in or text in your lawn and garden questions. Right now in the Twin Cities, it's overcast. We expect high today near 32, but right now with those clouds, CCO temperature reading 28.